Harris Cab, Harris Lisa.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
How are you today?
Fine.
Your stomach?
Fine.
It's good to know.
Sports in 26 minutes.
What, those aren't working?
No, I just need them a little hotter, a little higher. Oh, I do that myself on here. Okay.
Her headphones need adjustment for those at home. Hey, did you bring Lil, the dog?
No, because I didn't know I was going to be here.
Damn. How is Lil?
Oh, she's going berserk in the snow.
Really?
You should see. It's so funny. She's like this wild, bounding rabbit beast. You know, she gets in the drifts, and then she hops up, and all you see are the ears flying way up, and then the tip of her tail, and then she goes down into a drift again. She's a maniac.
Really?
Oh, and she's got a major crush.
On a dog?
Oh, God.
Is it another Basset?
No.
Better keep him away. What kind of dog is it?
It's this real raggedy old collie. He's old, too.
Yeah, but
he
might not be firing blanks. A collie and a Basset, that'd be a frightening dog.
Yeah. She was out helping us shovel the other morning, and she took off. She saw him.
Shemp, are we going to have some puppies up here from that dog trainer?
Friday.
What kind?
A Basset for sure, and they're working on some baby bloodhounds.
Well, have them bring some baby bloodhounds up, okay?
What time?
I don't know. Shemp, when do you have that booked for?
In the morning.
Call them again and tell them they got to get a hold of some baby bloodhounds, okay?
Will do.
Could I pop up tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I'll be in puppy heaven.
I've decided I'm getting three dogs.
Three?
If Lil ever has a litter, I got to get a Basset.
Yeah.
A bloodhound, and I want a German short hair.
Oh, those are wonderful. Prunella is half German short hair. The dog I lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she was half Basset and half German short hair. They're very strong.
They're great dogs.
Yeah, they got big
But chests. I like the blood. I've always loved the bloodhounds, and I love Bassets. Bassets are the best if you've got kids.
Oh, absolutely. Kids come from all around the neighborhood to pet Lil.
She's a beautiful dog.
She's a baby. I'll bring her in again.
You think you'll breed her?
I really want to. My husband is really
not... Come on. You could get rid of those pups so easy.
It's not that.
She's beautiful.
It's not the puppies. It's that he said, oh, I don't know.
You know, tell them they can do it themselves. He doesn't have to do it.
I told him. I said, Steve, don't touch her. No, he's concerned that when she has the puppies that... When we went up to see the breeder, she said, now, these are three puppies out of a six-puppy litter. I said, well, where are the other three? She said, well, they died, because that happens a lot. And Steve just looks at me. He goes, how are you going to deal with that?
How
are you going to deal with that depression?
You could.
I think so, but he's not sold on it. I don't know. Maybe if I could get...
Tell him not to be a baby.
I know.
We'll take care of him.
Oh, God. Well, she is a honey, I'll tell you. But you should see this collie, man. She's after this geriatric collie. She digs him. Every time he walks by, she looks, she goes, oh.
Remember your old dog, Jim Queenie?
Right. She died of a massive heart attack.
Oh, that must have been horrible.
After eating Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh, no.
Not that it was the pizza.
No, she loved Lou Malnati's. Found her dead under a coffee table.
God, Jim, that's a horrible story.
No, it was.
Remember that when Shemp, if we could, go in the archives and get... Remember Jim calling us hysterical?
Oh.
Right. Okay. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go back a few years.
Oh, God, you know, Jim...
Out of the news, coming up, you'll hear Jim calling us.
I couldn't make it into work that day.
Oh.
I found her. I tried to give her mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that works. We tried that with one of our puppies that drowned in a pool, but sorry, it didn't work for you, Jim. But it didn't work for us either.
She was blind, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Missing a leg.
Oh,
yeah.
My. What kind of dog was she, Jim?
I don't know. Kind of a mutt mix.
Yeah. Long hair, short hair.
It looked a lot like your dad, Jim.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Oh,
she's gone.
Okay. That's a shame.
Oh, Harry's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Harry?
But I hear a gal in there.
Yeah.
I had a dream about you, Harry.
Boy.
You were wearing big Cubs underwear.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you were
Sweetie.
Dancing.
Sweetie. Go ahead, call her sweetie, Harry.
Oh, you are a sweetie.
Why don't you blow her a kiss?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
That's a wet one, Harry.
Yeah.
That is wet.
Maybe too wet.
I listen to Steve yell at her.
Steve is, you know, Harry, Steve is too uptight, man. He's got a...
He's watching some soap opera. I think that those are... But they got some nice-looking gals on these things.
Yeah, but
little blonde, the pixie's gal.
He's watching for the plot, and that's wrong.
The what?
For the plot.
The plot.
You don't care about the plot.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes, Harry.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go see Kevin. I mean, well, not Kevin. I'm going to
see... Yeah, I'm not there. I just dropped Ed off.
Yeah. I'm going to go see Ed Zeppelin.
Who's Ed Zeppelin?
Well, it's
He's a third base player for the White Sox.
And I'm going
That's right. Ray Ventura.
And I'm going to go see Jeff Cesario, too.
Well,
really?
Can you see both, honey?
Pardon?
How can you see
both? One's one night and one's the other night, Harry.
That's right.
I see.
Harry.
Spread it around.
Hey, what was that? What are you wearing today, Lisa?
You always ask me that.
Ooh, she's nude, Harry.
Ooh, boy.
Well, I have a whisper.
Terrorize me.
Hey, and I want to tell you, Harry, there's a lot of talent in this room right now.
Ooh, boy. But isn't she a pretty gal, Jeff?
She's pretty, and you know what else, Harry? She's bright.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Can I remind everybody the show's over in 22 minutes? Gotta run, Harry.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
Harry, Jim.
I'm just going to stay and talk to my buddies and Lisa.
She's got to do news, Harry.
Senator Joe Slagenthrop will be interested in Lisa's report. The Clipper from Glenview listening is per regular.
Shemp just...
Tom Alaya from Chicago. Wonder what Tommy might be stopping by one of the local establishments.
There he goes. Thank him. Tell him the check's in the mail, literally.
Oh, man.
An idiot. And with the...
Jim, is that jealousy?
No.
You're not jealous of Harry?
No. I can do
it. You don't feel even the slightest twinge of what he's doing on a major league national level?
No.
A little bit?
Don't you feel like just taking a nice nap?
Me?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Please take over, okay?
That's a frightening thought.
That is sponsored by Chicagoland Wendy's.
Me with my own show. Kind of scary, huh?
It is.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
I think you're thinking about that.
Stephen Gary from the island of Maui today. You hear Freebird. I think it's Freebird. It's in the Sun Times today. Between 4 and 6. No, Peaches and Herbs. I'm sorry. I thought it was Freebird. Be the 50th caller, and you'll go to Maui and stay at the Maui Intercontinental Resort. That trip is from Budweiser, the king of beers, and Chicago.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Peaches and Herb.
I don't think that's the song.
Reunited.
Hope not.
It's one of Steve's.
Understood.
You're just a step away.
You liked that song, didn't you?
Something.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
This is actually officially the news, right?
Yes,
now.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, so start reading that, you big nut.
Sorry, Jim. Air Force investigators are now interviewing witnesses to yesterday's crash of a military transport plane in Evansville, Indiana. One man says the plane was banking steeply to the right before the crash. Eyewitness Fred Collins says he believes...
Spanking to the right?
Banking.
Oh, you said spanking to the right.
Oh, so. I wonder what I was thinking about. Eyewitness Fred Collins says he believes...
She wants to spank you, Jeff.
Wow, man.